exalted. Him alone is worthy to be lifted high. There is no God like him. There is no God like him. There is no God like him. Let's lift up his holy name. Let's bless him. It's a great privilege to be in his presence today. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. El Shaddai, we thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your presence. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
We can take our seats briefly because we are still going to stand to pray. Hallelujah. You've got energy. So you shouldn't be tired. Hallelujah. We should not be tired. We should not be tired.
Amen.
We should not be tired.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Before we go into the word, I want us to pray. We're taking our bearing from Colossians chapter 4 and verse 3. We're not going to be having it on the screen today, so we can open our Bibles. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. I'm trying to lay a foundation for the word of God as we listen to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 3, let me read from here to save our time. The word of God says, I'm reading from King James Version here. It said, "Whither praying also for us." Paul was writing to the Colossian Christians here. And he said, "Praying also for us, that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bond." Paul was telling them that they should join him to pray that the door of utterance will be open. That means that he will be able to speak unto the people the word for the season. Hello? Because if somebody is hungry, for example, the solution that he needs is food. Hello? But if you are trying to give a man that is hungry some documents to read, it doesn't help him at that time. What he needs is food in his belly. Hallelujah. And so, when we are talking about hearing the word of God, we have to hear the word for the season, the right word. Bible said concerning Joseph, he said, when his word came. That means it's not every word that will have released him from that prison. But Bible said, when his word came, the king sent for him and he lose him. So there is word for each person, each day. There is word that you need to hear today that will take you to your next level.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you are hearing it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The same Paul also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. He said, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and the word be glorified even as it is with you." So, number one, he said, pray for us that we get the right word to speak. Hello? Because if you come here and you always come to listen to stories, will you come again? You won't come again. That's true, because nobody wants to waste your time. Your time is so precious, you will have preferred to sit down and watch the World Cup at home rather than coming here to hear stories. And so, we need the help of God to speak the right word. At the same time, that word has to be empowered to produce maximally. Are we ready to pray now? So we shall be praying that, Lord, power your word to produce maximally in my life today. The word that I'm going to hear today, Lord, empower your word by your spirit to be effective in my life. Let the word produce the desired result. Let there be healings. Let there be deliverances. Let there be restorations. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Empower the world to produce in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And Father, Lord, as we look into your word today, Open our eyes of understanding to behold wondrous things out of your word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The word that will take us to the next level, send it to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We are not relying on our power. We are not relying on our ability or on our eloquence. But we are depending on the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, empower your word to produce in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And let your name be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Better for Jesus. For the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For the great I am. For the one that changed all. Hallelujah. I welcome you all into his presence today. And it's a wonderful day. Like I said at the beginning of the month, I kept on hearing jubilations, celebrations. Jubilations, celebrations. And I want you to take it seriously. Because if God says you will jubilate, you will jubilate. Hello? If God said you will celebrate, you will celebrate. Amen. No matter how terrible that thing might have been in the past, I speak to your life today that heaven will visit you and you will celebrate in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Concerning that issue, no matter what the doctor might have told you, no matter what the experts might have said, God with him, all things are possible, said you will celebrate in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So we quickly look into the word of God, and we've been looking at the foundation of answered prayers. The foundation of answered prayer. Like we said, it's not every prayer that God answers. Hallelujah. Because somebody will say, oh, I pray. It's not about shouting. It's not the volume of your voice. It's not even how passionate you are. It's not the level of your crying. There is nothing, nothing that will make God to do anything against his word. Hello? And so, we've been looking at the ingredients that we need to put together or the foundation that your prayer has to stand upon for it to attract heaven's attention. You can pray like prayer mantis and shout and scream. If it's not, for example, in line with the will of God, God won't answer. And God will not, because of any man or any woman, change his word. Because the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, he said, he uphold all things by the power of his word. The day God will change his word is the day he will cease to be God. That is to tell you how important it is. So God will not, because of any man, because of any woman, because of any nation, change his word. His word is his will. Bible said, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So God and his word, they are one. So if we will change his word, he will cease to be God. Hallelujah. And so, we quickly want to look at the purity factor today. We've looked at the love factor, that without the love of God burning in your heart, for example, you can pray and pray and pray. God won't answer. You have to walk in love. You have to walk in forgiveness. There is no reason under the heaven where you should hold somebody in unforgiveness. If you refuse to forgive, God won't answer you. You cannot untwist God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But I want us to understand this fact today. That there is no one that knows a product more than the manufacturer. Hello? Everyone that is speaking about a product is only talking about their own opinion. It is the opinion of the manufacturer that stands. And the manufacturer has the authority over his product because he knows what he put together to make that product to be. Hallelujah. I normally give this example. Some years back, I think that should be year 2000 in Uppsala, somebody gave me a very nice jacket and it became dirty. I needed to wash it. But the instruction said, put some tennis ball inside when you want to tumble dry it. And I said, am I playing the tennis ball? No, I won't do that. So I washed it and I put it in the tumble dryer when I brought it out. But even if you give a madman, he won't take it from you. It lost color just by simple instruction. And I said, what should I do? So I went back to the instruction of the manufacturer. The manufacturer says, put some tennis ball here, whether you like the color of the tennis ball or not, it doesn't make a difference. Whether you are a tennis lover or not, it doesn't make a difference. Look for tennis ball and put inside. So I went back, and we had tennis balls in the house. You know, There was no reason why I should not have obeyed the instruction. So I went, I put them inside, and I put them back in the machine. You know, everything came back nice. There are things we are struggling with, and God is telling you that I have not created you to weep over this issue. This is my way. You say, no, I have a degree. Ah, you can have more degree than higher than thermometer. It doesn't make a difference, sir. It is the counsel of the manufacturer that stands. Thank you, Jesus. I had another experience. I was with my son during the meeting. That was last week. So I went to school to pick him. And he had a picture that he did with his hand. He said, Papa, this is my paper. I said, okay. So I didn't take it that much seriously. So we went home and we kept it. And at a point, he came to me and he said, do you know what is in that picture? I said, of course, you did a picture of a human being. Okay. But he kept on troubling me and saying, I wanted to explain to me what he actually did. So I said, okay, tell me, Penny. And he started explaining to me. You know, it looked like ordinary picture of me, but by the time I finished with him, I was able to understand everything. Why he put the hands like this, why the leg is like this, why you see. He was the manufacturer, knew the content. He knew what he put there. To me, it was just ordinary picture. But by the time he finished with me, I was able to understand that he was trying to pass a message across by making that drawing. The same way, if you want this product, come man, or if you really want to understand this product, come man, you have to go to the manufacturer. Hello? 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 So the solution to the issue of your life is in the hands of God. Because he said in the word of God in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew thee. Who formed you? Your papa? Your mama? No! Absolutely nay. Hello? It's not your papa. Your mama and your papa may have decided to have something, but no. God packaged you together. And the only one that is qualified to tell the story about you, who knows where he put the details, is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some of us are here, we have the engineering background. If I tell you about the building, for example, if we talk about this building now, if you go to the architect that did this building, if you say that there's a particular leakage in so room, he will tell you which room. He will go to his manual and then read it. I will tell you to go to so corner, look at this pipe, and change it. And then you move ahead. Hallelujah. But if you start looking for it and say, okay, maybe, you will end up putting the pipe for hot water and use it for cold water. And it will burst. Hello? or you connect the one that's supposed to go to the toilet to where you are drinking water. You see, what I'm trying to say is that you need to contact the manufacturer for the product to function well. Hello? Look at this human being. You know, look, thank God for doctors. We have medical staff amongst us. They have tried a lot. They've tried to study the physical nature of the body. The social scientists have tried to study our mind, isn't it? They have a lot to say about it, but they are still limited. Hello? They are still limited. So what does the manufacturer say about the destination or the destiny of this product called man? In Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans 8, 29. If you have your Bible, maybe on your phone or wherever you can open. Let me read from here. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8, 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. So, he pre-programmed it. You know, like it's computer scientist. We can program a product. We can write a program. He said, God pre-programmed you, or he preordained your destination to conform with the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, verse 30 said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So God's plan for you is to glorify you. It's not his plan for you to be sitting down and be weeping and be sorrowing. It's not his plan for you to be suffering sickness and weaknesses. It's not his plan for you to look at your account and quickly close it because there's nothing there to make you laugh. Hallelujah. And because of people, when it's on, you know, Sweden, when it's on the 12th, they start sending the mail. Hello? So when you're coming back from work, what is it on the 12th of the month? Say, hey, I'm going to see factura. Hey, but if there's factura and there's a way to take care of it, will you be crying? Hello? As the Lord liveth, whatsoever is trying to eat your career, the judgment acts of God fall upon that devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will lift up a standard against every enemy of your work in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because you know, God redeemed us for health and for wealth. Hello? Amen. If you have health, you don't have wealth, you won't enjoy peace. Don't be religious, because people like religion. They say, oh, you know, I'm so holy, I don't want to do anything to do with money. You are a liar. Jesus spent money. Hello? In fact, he had plenty of money because he had treasurer. If you don't have plenty of money, we need a personal treasurer. Oh, let me read your Bible very well. Forget about all this nonsense religion they're talking, they're going around with. Jesus had plenty of it. He had treasurer. He had accountants taking care of the money. Hello? Hallelujah. And so, God said, he has redeemed you to glorify you. Hello? So let that one sink deep into the bottom of your heart that you are redeemed to be glorified. You are not redeemed into shame. You are redeemed from shame unto glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And as the Lord liveth, glory is your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Favor is your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The people will look at you and they will always have reason to thank God for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatsoever is making people to pity you, today, the power of God touches that thing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatsoever is making people to mock your testimony, as the Lord liveth, help of God locate you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, he redeemed them to glorify them. He justified them to glorify them. He justified them to glorify them. So, the end of that product, come man, is to be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But then, how do we get to that place? Because if I ask you to go to a place, to drive to a place, and you don't have the GPS, or you're not sitting to a person that knows the place. For example, if you give me a car to drive home from here, even if it's a brand new car, I may end up in Master. Hello? Because I don't know the way. Hello? And I try to call and say, Megida, please come and help me. You stay in the front, I'll be following you. So, if you want to go to a place and you want to avoid sweating, follow the person that knows the place. Because you don't have to be reinventing the wheels every day. That's why, you know, in Europe, they enjoy that. They cooperate together very well. If there's a product, if there's a TV program that they did in France that is helping them, they share it with other nations in Europe, isn't it? They just change the language. But in Africa, if you want to go to maybe North Africa, for example, you have to fly to Europe first, especially in the past. No cooperation. Hello? In the past, if they play soccer on Saturday, we wait till like Tuesday before we had the result. And if they play just in the nation next to you, because we don't work together. Thank you, Jesus. What I'm trying to say is that for you to get the product to the promised land, to the place of glory, follow the one that knows the way. And what does the product manufacturer say about this product called humankind? He said, I've created you for glory. So how do you get to that place of glory? This is the key. James chapter 3 and verse 2. James chapter 3 and in verse 2. Thank you, Jesus. In Romans 8:29, it said that the product is designed to be glorified. And now, this is the map to the place. James 3:2. He said, for in many things we offend all. He said, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Hello? He said, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce wind, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, wheresoever the governor listed. He said, look at how big and how strong a horse is. In fact, when we are measuring power, we say horse power. Hello? So, horse is synonymous with power. If you look at the scripture, it's the same thing. It's synonymous with power. But as strong as horse is, how do you turn horse around? In the mouth, you put something in his mouth. Have you ever seen it before? Just some leathers like this. With the rope. With all the power that he has. If you want it to go to the left, you do it. Just like you're steering. No matter how powerful your engine is, maybe it's a Ferrari you're driving. If you can just turn your steering, it follows, isn't it? And James also explained it to us here. He said, as powerful as a big ship is, you turn it around with the steering. Hello? But now look at the body. He said, even so, the tongue is a little member, and it boasted great thing. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. He said, and the tongue is a fire of a word of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of air. He said, for every kind of beast. You remember in Genesis chapter 1, when God created man, in verse 26, he said, man, have dominion, isn't it? He said, have dominion over every animal, those on the surface of the earth, those in the water, those in the air, every realm of existence. He gave man power. And here, James was writing, he said, for every kind of beast and bird and serpent and of things in the sea is been tamed by man and has been tamed of mankind. He said, but the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. He's simply saying that as powerful as our life is, the beat that turns where we go, where we end, is determined by our tongue. You know, I like Yoruba people. They say that oro o man fa obi lapo, oro de man fa ida lapo. Word can bring out cola out of the pocket. Word of mouth can bring out sword to cut off somebody's head. The most powerful thing in heaven and on earth is word. Bible said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. There is nothing that's more powerful than word. Science has proved it now. That wave that is coming, it's not just ordinary air. It can change anything. The building block for your life is your word. In other words, the Bible is saying that you are designed for glory, but whether you will get to that place of glory that God has designed you for, it determines by what you say. You cannot be saying evil and end up being a good person. It's not possible. Hello? Like when I started, I said, consider the opinion of the manufacturer, not the opinion of the fellow products. The manufacturer said, this product called mankind is designed for glory, but whether he will end up in that destination that he has been programmed for, it is determined by what he speaks. You get it now? You are designed for glory. Your words is the steering that takes you to that glorious place. You know, here, because if you look at this guy, James, he knew the word very well. He was not just ordinary man. James that wrote this one was one that was so close to Jesus. He grew up in the same home. So he knew that this guy called Yeshua, he doesn't play with words. When other kids are saying, oh, mama, I'm hungry, my own spoil, oh, Jesus, Yeshua wouldn't say that. Because he knew that whatever he said, and so it's by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Lord packaged this for us. I said, no, if you want to end up in the glorious destiny, you must speak glorious words. Hello? Never ever speak negative to your children or any situation. If you don't know what to say, swallow it. Learn to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Do we get that now? So our word, our tongue is what is a boneless creature or boneless organ that can crush any bone. What are you using your mouth for? Hey, Sweden is so terrible, nobody can make it here. You just register yourself among those that will suffer in Sweden. Hallelujah. But instead, you say, no, if everybody is saying, cast it down, I am being lifted. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When there was famine, no food in Egypt, in Goshen, they were having the best of time. The famine was so terrible to the extent that the Egyptian went to Joseph and started begging, he said, buy us. Because money failed. And it's happening now. Money is failing in nations. They are just pretending. But the people of the kingdom, according to the promise of God for us in Malachi, he said, we shall be like the calf of the store. You know the calf of the store? Cow that they put in the storehouse. Doesn't have to go and sorrow and labor to eat. That is your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Whatsoever is making you to labor without result, today you are delivered in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Know the number of invention that has come from Israel? Is it because the refuse is too much? No, divine inspiration. Holy Spirit is breathing upon their reasoning faculty to show them the way. Because that is God for you. Thank you, Jesus. So now, getting the trend, you are destined for glory, and what takes you there is your word or your tongue. But what dictates what comes out of your tongue now? Thank you, Jesus. We are trying to get to the root of it. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Jesus speaking here, he said, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. You know, we have this thing in the world system. If you are elected as a president, for example, they have this orientation course that they do. They teach you to laugh every time, even when you are crying inside. They are just acting it. Hallelujah. Because it is what is inside you. Because when you close the door, bam, everybody is sleeping. He's looking at the ceiling, saying, hey, I'm in trouble. I've just been faking it before. Hello? It starts to come from inside you. And Jesus said here that either make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or else you make a tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. Said, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. So your tongue speaks something. Your tongue does not speak something outside your heart. What your tongue speaks is coming from your heart. You get the link now. And so, the tongue determines the direction of your life. But what does tongue give audience? No. What it makes for everybody to hear is coming from your heart. Do you get it now? He said, a good man out of the good treasure. Where is that treasure? In the heart. You know, the heart here is not talking just about your spirit. It's your mind, your subconscious mind. Hello? Your subconscious mind. That's why you have to be careful what you put there. Because it's giggle. Garbage in, garbage out. You load in garbage in your heart, you'll be speaking garbage. You load in treasure. You know, Jesus said, from the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. You can reverse it. From the stinking thing in the heart, comes what? Stinking things that people speak, speaking stinking words. So you see someone that is full of curses. Whenever he's speaking, everything is just negative and negative speaking. It's because he has loaded it, whether consciously or unconsciously, in his mind. That's why the Bible said we should be transformed by the renewing of your, how do you renew your permit? You take it there.
you remove the old one and you put in the new one. So he said, delete that stinking thing that you load in your heart, and you'll be speaking life. You can pray and fast until they have to call ambulance to take you to Karolinska. It won't change it, sir. You got to take responsibility and load your heart with good things. Thank you, Jesus. All of us have phone. So their phone memories, 4 gig, some 8 gig, some 6, 32, some 16. Hello? And in your phone, you have where it saves the data. If you don't have the data in your phone, can you access it? No, except you go to the internet. And internet somewhere. And internet also, they store it somewhere. So without input, there can't be output. It is high level of madness to start to be doing the same thing and be expecting different results. We pray too much, in quotes, or let me say religion is pushing us. And we're saying, oh, why is it not working? Is this his word? The word is always working. Yeah. Hello? The word is solid, it's always working. Whether you take it to the moon or to the any realm of existence, this word is valid anywhere, anytime, any second. Amen. Oh, check it. Am I doing the manufacturer's will? So he said, in verse 36, he said, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. You will not be judged by your word, the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. He said, for by thy word shalt thou be justified, and by thy word shalt thou be condemned. So it is your word that determines where you end up, and it is what is the content of your heart that determines what you speak. Romans 10:10. It says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart the man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. So you see that your mouth is connected to your heart. Hello? Romans 10:10. Your heart is connected to your tongue or your mouth. What you have in your heart is what your mouth speaks. You can't be having white thing in your heart and your mouth is speaking black. It's not possible. The manufacturer said it. He knows the product more than you. Your opinion, irrespective of what is happening. You see, if you see children that are brought up in lovely homes, somewhere everything is peaceful, it's very hard for them to go the other way. Hello? I remember when we were growing up, when we go out and the friends try to suggest things that is not in line with what our parents believe. Even before you do it, you think twice. Because they're from the foundation inside you, they know. I mean, you know that this is not right. My daddy, my mommy won't be happy with this. So if your friend suggests that, okay, we're doing this, no. That's what the Bible said, train a child in the way we go. Train him. You load garbage in his heart. You load nonsense there. He will be speaking nonsense. That's why watch what your children watch. Don't tell somebody this is cartoon. Yeah, it may be cartoon. They are devilish cartoons. Hello? Deadly ones that can destroy them. Hello? And before you know what's happening, and see, the word heart here is not just your mind. It's your subconscious mind. If anything gets your subconscious mind to delete it, you have to do a lot of work. That's why when your system, maybe your phone or your computer is corrupted by a virus, what happened to it? It takes a lot to what? To uproot it. So you have to deprogram your mind to reprogram it. It takes a lot. Because it takes a process to put it there. And you have to uproot it and then put a new one. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Mark chapter 4, verse 23. He said, if any man have ears, Mark chapter 4, verse 23. He said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, he said, take heed. Now, Jesus speaking, you know, the master himself. He said, take heed what ye hear. Take heed means be careful. You know, ordinarily, if you go to shop and you see a product called poison, except those smokers, they don't have mercy on them. Because on the carton of cigarette, they wrote, this thing kills people. And they still buy it, like Mumu, I'm still speaking, I'm still smoking it. Hello? Is somebody, only somebody that needs pray, I mean, help with his head, that we see that this is a product, this product is called poison, and we still come and still consume it. Hello? So in the same way, when you see where you are, I mean, what they are speaking will not edify you, you leave the place. Don't go even to congregation where they are speaking negative. Hello? Don't hang around negative friends, because friendship is by choice, not by force. You willingly choose who will be your friend. Hello? Willingly. If you see a friend that is not going to the same direction, don't let him hook you up, because it's easier for somebody that is down to pull the one up to join him. Don't let them drag you to hell. Don't let them drag you to failure. Say, you know, it's very, very difficult these days. You know that the economic situation is not working. You can't start a company and make it in this country. It's a lie. Hello? Hello? Instead, do like Jacob. You know, Jacob was caged at a time by his master, Laban. He started revising his salary backward. In the normal sense, he's supposed to promote him. But 10 times, he put it backward. Did he beat him? With the wisdom of God, Jacob still beat this man. So don't give excuse. I say, you know, the tax regime in this nation is not very good, so I can't do business. No. Holy Spirit, show me the right way out of it. Hello? And he will show you. He said, just like he did for Jacob. He said, leave Laban and we'll deal with it. Anytime the animal wants to meet, take them to the river. Take the stick and design the kind of animal we want. Because whatever you see, determine what is in your heart. What is in your heart, determine your product. So as the animals are looking at those trees, they are giving back to the same nature that they want. See, this is divine secret. We're talking of secret that professors of animal husbandry didn't have. For the Holy Spirit have it. Because he's called omniscient God. He knows physics. He knows chemistry. He knows ministry. He knows accounting. Let him involve him. You know, you are too busy with struggling with your life. Involve the Holy Spirit. I told you how he taught me about how to use program. He said, you don't have to go and spend $1,000 to go and buy this one. You already have it on your computer. I said, I have it. He said, this one. See, he is a practical spirit. He knows you. He knows your need. Involve him in everything, sir. Because he knows everything. He knows everything. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you. As I attempt to round up, because we need to take time to dance today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are talking about the purity nature, the purity connection when it comes to prayer. And so God said, if you want to pray to him to receive answers, if you don't live in holiness, forget. This is a day that we are living. People are so careless with their faith. In the old time, like I said, even when we were not speaking in the Holy Ghost, you will not see armed robber go to the church. But now, you speak in the Holy Ghost, and they wait for you to collect the offering, and say, oh, we have come. We are the banker. Bring it to us. What is happening? We have decided to let go of the standard of purity. Without purity, Bible says, without holiness, no one can see God. If you cannot see God, will he answer your prayer? How? Hello? How? It's not possible. And so, one of the major foundation of answer prayer is life of purity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We read that scripture in the book of Psalms, chapter 24. Hallelujah. Can we go there again? Psalms 24. Thank you, Jesus. Are we still following? Psalms chapter 24. He said, the earth is the Lord. Starting from verse 1. He said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Now, verse 3. He said, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? You see that there's a question mark there. The psalmist writing it. Said, in fact, it was David that wrote this. David was inspired by the Holy Ghost to write this. And this was a man that really enjoyed intimacy with God. And if you know, like I said, if you want to get to a place, follow the one that has been there. Follow the example. And so when David was writing this, he was writing it from personal experience and the inspiration of the Almighty. And he said, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? What's his condition? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul in unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. And so, the person that we have attention of God, that we get to the heel of God, must of necessity embrace holiness. He must embrace purity as a way of life. You won't have to. You won't be giving excuses that, you know, these days it's so difficult to live a holy life. Everywhere is dirty. Everywhere is full of evil. No, it's not new. People live in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah. They still live holy, and then they didn't even have the Holy Spirit inside of them. But you have the Holy Spirit inside of you now. You don't have an excuse. Hello. Hello. Don't say, oh, this is national cake. Let's eat it. It's national cancer. They will end up, because financial game is the expressway to financial grave. Don't put your hand in it. You don't need to steal for your needs to be met, sir. He said, then my Lord, my God, will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is it, what is the need? You don't need to go through the corner. Because as you are trying to do corner, you are just sinking your destinies. The devil will not take advantage of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, who will ascend that hill? The one that lives, well, that doesn't swan deceitfully. He said, he shall receive. Look at it, verse 5. He said, he shall receive the blessing from what? From the Lord. You see that if you read your Bible there, that word Lord there is capital letter. Talking about Elohim himself, Jehovah. He said he will receive not a blessing, the blessing, the barak. What is that barak? The same one that God put on man in the Garden of Eden when he created them in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. And the Bible said he blessed them, he empowered them. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion. So the same blessing that powered the man to be man, he said that same blessing will be available if you live in purity. You get it now? So there is nothing that you need that is not available in God. But to access him, you must live in purity. I know most of us like prayer. We like using verse 7 very well. In Jesus' name, especially when we are passing through challenges and it seems as if there's no road. We say, you said in your word, lift up your head. Yes, lift up your head. If you don't live in holiness, you won't lift up any head. You can pray. See, you know, we like quoting the result, but we don't want to check the condition that will make it happen. Everybody, every dummy wants to end up in glory. But how many people are prepared to do what it is required to acquire the desired? Are we ready? Are we ready? May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's remember, for us to get to the destination, we need to watch our tongue. And for our tongues to speak life, we need to load our hearts with life. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is so good. Have you been blessed today? Has the Lord revealed something to you that will take you to the next level? Our God is so faithful. And for you, for us to make it easy, remember, you must make purity your choice. Purity is not a gift. Hello? Because somebody will say, okay, that sister is giving. He has a gift of holiness. It's not true. It's a choice. You have to choose. Make a choice for purity. Hello? If you don't make a choice to be pure, you can't live pure. Hallelujah. Because this product called man was designed to live by his choice. That's why the word of God says in Deuteronomy 28 in verse 1, he said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. If, 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 If you will diligently hearken. If you are ready to hearken to his word today. Brethren, let us spend time. And thank God that it's so easy for us now. You know, it's so easy. In the time of old, they need to go through the scrolls. You know the scrolls? This thing was not written in the paper like this that time. It was in big scroll. You have to unwind it and unwind it. You don't even have access to it. Hello? You have to be the high hierarchy before you can gain access. But now, even if there is no hotel you go to, except maybe in Saudi Arabia, and you don't have Bible there. At least there's Gideon Bible there. It's always there. You have it on the internet. You have it everywhere. But yet people don't study. They don't study. Average Christians don't know the Bible. Ask them to open the book of Job. They are thinking about Job. Hallelujah. They don't know the Bible. And that's why the devil is taking advantage of us. Like he did, he went to them in the garden. He said, "Did God say you should not eat that fruit?" Don't listen to God. He's a liar. He doesn't want you to be like him. They were already created in the image of God. And you know what? As we pray now, please. The devil does not have any other power apart from his ability to negotiate. The Bible said in the book of Revelation that 25% of the angels, he said, when he rebelled in heaven, he said, his tail, he drew 25% of angels. Do you know, have you ever seen dog before? Dog, what does dog use the tail for? Negotiation. So when he see a brand new dog come, he say, "I like you." He try doing like this, and if he's scared, he put it here. So what I'm trying to say is that the devil did not even have power to force his fellow angels into rebellion. He talked them into it. Don't let the devil talk you into lying. Don't let the devil talk you into iniquity, like he did for Reuben. Reuben, as the firstborn of Jacob, has had the right to the blessing, but he talked him into iniquity. And he lost his place. You won't lose his place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your children will not lose their place in destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The sin was so grievous that when the father was supposed to bless him, he looked at him and said, "Reuben, you are my firstborn, the excellency of my power." He said, "But you are as unstable as water. You will not excel." You didn't excel just because of enjoyment of less than 1 hour. He was talked into it. Say, look at your father. He had many wives. He doesn't have attention for this woman. Sleep with her. He needs you. She needs you. And he went and slept with his daddy's wife and lost his place. Let us pray and receive the help of God. That, Lord, deliver me from every deceiver. Deliver me. Deliver my children from every deceiver. Let no one lure me out of the glorious place that God has assigned for me. I receive your help today. I receive your help today. Let us pray, brethren, and say, "Oh God of heaven, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, oh God. Help me, Lord, by your spirit. Help me by your spirit. Empower me to live a sanctified life. Empower me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Empower me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus." You know, the Bible says that the companion of the fool shall be destroyed, but he who walk with the wise shall be wise. It means the company you keep determines what accompanies you. You cannot be friends of thieves and not end up as a thief. So watch it. Especially this time around. Watch it. Through the media. Watch it. Through the media. You know, this WhatsApp, whatever that we are using, they are so good. But watch it. Anyone that says something to you that is not edifying, delete it instantly. Don't waste your time. Hello? Don't waste your time studying it. Just delete it. Hello? Delete it fast and spend your precious time building your spirit man. Building your spirit man. Edifying your spirit man that you can be able to divide between the evil and the good. You will not fall in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your children will not fall in the mighty name of Jesus. None of anyone that is numbered with you will end up in perdition in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. They lured Judas Iscariot out of the glorious place. He had a place that was set apart for him in heaven as one of the apostles of the Lamb, but he missed it. You won't miss it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your children will not miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If there is any of your seed whose life is being challenged right now, I decree divine help. Locate your children in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If there's anything in your life or any area of your life where you are being challenged, I decree divine help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.